Hi friends, it's Caitlin, entrepreneur, special educator, teacher, all-around giver of good vibes. This is Fearfully Fierce. As usual, thanks for stopping by. As you're listening, take a screenshot and post it to your Instagram story or on your Facebook or your Snapchat or Twitter or send it to your mom, because for a new podcast like mine, that is huge. Because that's how people are going to know about it and how they're going to see that there's a new episode and how they're going to be like, oh, podcasts are cool. I'm going to go check it out. And that's going to be awesome, because that's how we're going to get new things on here that you can listen to and that you want to hear about. So I'm really excited to get into this episode. I hope you like it. Let's get into it. So before we get into this episode, I want to tell you one of my favorite things about podcasts, specifically having your own podcast. The fact that you guys have no idea if I am at the office, fully ready to go in my cutest outfit, makeup, hair done, all that jazz, or if I'm sitting on my couch just after breakfast in my pajamas and my slippers. It's a really beautiful thing, guys, I have to tell you. I'm also not going to let you know which of those two scenarios is actually my life right now. I'm going to leave that up to your imagination and let you create the Fearfully Fierce persona for yourself. Some of you, as we go on, may begin to realize which of those is actually true, but I'm not going to tell you yet. So we're going to get into the episode for today. And before you get nervous, I will let you know, for the most part, these episodes will be PG. So if you were getting worried that, you know, you would need to stock up on fruit snacks and get Paw Patrol queued up for the kids to go and watch so you could listen to this, fear not, friends. It's not going to be anything that you can't do while you're doing your everyday thing, while you're with the kids, while you're at the office on your break. Don't worry. I will give you full disclosure and ample warning if ever we get into something that little ears or big ears may not want to listen in on. So what we are getting into today is one of my favorite topics: direct sales, network marketing, MLM, pyramid schemes. Did she say pyramid schemes? I did, friends. I sure did. We're getting into that today. And even though I can't see all of you, I know there's potentially a good couple of you that are thinking in your mind, or maybe you rolled your eyes, Caitlin, really? Are we really going to talk about this? You better believe it, friend, because network marketing is the thing. It is where the world is going. And it's really just a matter of if you're going to jump along and come on for the ride. Plain and simple. It really is. It's if you see that the world is changing and you're ready to get ahead of the curve. Because I want you to think about something for a minute. Go with me here. Think about the last time you picked up a landline and called a family member. Think about the last time you had memorized a phone number. Think about the last time that you started up your desktop computer. Think about the last time that you went to a mall to buy an outfit. Think about the last time that you didn't find something that you wanted to buy off of the internet. Think about the last time that you had to go into a coffee shop to order your coffee. I'm not a coffee drinker, but I know there is a good amount of people that have the Starbucks app on their phone and they have to go in and pick up their coffee. They don't even have to talk to anybody. Guys, the world is changing. It is just a fact. It is. All of those things, I do all of those things except for the coffee. It's like, I don't have a landline. I don't have a desktop computer. You don't need them anymore. You have your cell phone to do pretty much all of those things. And that is why network marketing is on the rise. That's why so many people are doing it, because they realize that's the direction the world is going. Stores are not the thing anymore. I didn't even know there was a mall around me, to be perfectly honest. And when I couldn't find what I wanted on Amazon, I was like, oh no, what do I do? I brought me back down to reality to the fact that stores do in fact exist. But that's the thing. That is not where my mind initially went. It did not go to the fact that, oh, I can get in my car and go look for this thing if I can't find what I want online. Because online is where things are going. And the businesses that realize that are the businesses that are ahead, because they're seeing the trajectory of where everything is going. And getting into a home-based business is your best bet, because not only are these businesses seeing where the market is going and creating an opportunity for you to come along while they go on that trajectory, but you don't have to quit your day job while you do it. By all means, I would like you to know, I am not telling you to up and leave your job and start a home-based business. If you want to do that, girlfriend, power to you. I support you. I encourage you. I will cheer you on from the sidelines. But hear me when I say, that is not what I am coming here and preaching to you about. Because it's hard. It's not overnight success, as much as it might look like that. But does that mean it's not smart business? No! It's a great business decision. That's why so many people are doing it. Because they can do it while they still have their full-time job that maybe isn't giving them everything that they need. Maybe it's not bringing in the money that they want. Maybe they are underappreciated and they're done with it. Maybe they're looking for a way out from an unhealthy relationship. Maybe they just want more from their life and they want something for them that connects them with other like-minded people and maybe also gives them a shopping fund. That is why home-based businesses are such a big deal. But people get all turned around when anybody mentions direct sales and they just immediately clam up and say, I don't want to sell to people. I'm not a salesperson. It's a pyramid scheme. I don't want to do that. Friends, let me lovingly tell you and educate you. Pyramid schemes are illegal. Okay? I'm going to say that again. Pyramid schemes are illegal. I cannot speak for other businesses. I can speak for my own business. I have a skincare business. It is a home-based business. It is in the network marketing channel. It is a billion-dollar brand. It is number one in skincare in North America. Let me tell you, do you think I would be involved with something that is illegal? Do you think your friends who you have known for many, 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 many years would be involved in something that is illegal? Probably not. It's just the fact that there is this stigma around this channel and people don't understand it, so they immediately jump to something being wrong with it and they put people down for doing it. I would love for that to stop. If it's not for you, that's okay. The best part about this is anybody can do it. Anybody has the ability to run their own business. However, it's not for everybody. I'm going to say that again. Anybody can do this, but it is not for everybody. And that is okay. And some people are perfectly happy where they are, but there is a lot of people who aren't. And I think a big part of it is they are not being honest with themselves in that simple fact. They don't want to come to terms with the fact that they're not happy in where they are in their life, but they don't want to do anything about it. That's the problem. They are content in staying at their crappy job or their crappy relationship or not getting paid nearly enough for all of the work that they're doing, and they think there's no other way. Well, guess what? There is another way. There are lots of other ways. You can type into Google, how can I make more money? You get a slew of answers right there. You can just pick one. And like I said in an episode back, just start. Did I know what I was doing when I started a skincare business? Hell no. I didn't even wash my face, guys. I had no idea. I had no business starting a business. But guess what? I did it anyway. Because I saw the opportunity. I saw that this could do big things for me. I didn't want to be a teacher forever. Teachers are exhausted. People walk all over teachers. And they're asked to do 175 other extra things after their school day is done. And they're hardly ever recognized for it. They have kids spit on them, stomp on them, scratch them, yell at them, cry. Everything in between. Throw things at them. And are they thanked on a regular daily basis for enduring all of that? Nope. I can say that with a fact. If there is a teacher listening who has all of those things that happened to them and they are thanked on a daily basis for their hard work and for sticking it out, please write it in the reviews. Tell me. And I want to talk to you. I want you on here if that is you, because I'm going to say 99% of teachers do not receive that kind of recognition. And it is a shame, because teachers are magical people. I am a teacher myself. We all endure a lot, and we are not recognized for it and not appreciated for it. And that is why these home-based businesses are so attractive to people in fields where they are underappreciated and underpaid for what they are doing, because they are done with it. And they should be, because it's not fair. You should be recognized and appreciated and rewarded and compensated for the hard work you are putting in to your job and your work. And if you are not, guess what? There are other things that you can do. You can send me a message, and I have something to tell you where, friend, you will be recognized. You will be rewarded for working hard. If you're not going to work hard, guess what? You're not going to get rewarded for it. It's just a fact. And that's life. That's why I love this business so much. It's because it's not only business that I'm learning, it's life. Because I've really found that just about every piece of business advice that I've gotten can directly apply to life in general. Like doing things afraid, being uncomfortable, just starting something, just finishing something. All of those things you can apply in your everyday life. And that's why I love it, because it's not two separate things. It's not my life and my business. It's my life and my business. They are one whole. They are one thing. And that's what I think is so important and why I love it so much, because it's making me into a better version of myself. And that's what I want for people. I want people to realize that this channel isn't a big scary thing that needs to be put down. It's a big, awesome thing that needs to be considered, because it is where the world is going. And you're not going to get anywhere if you don't take a look and you don't do some research and you don't listen to an opportunity that is right in front of your face. If you go home every day and you talk about your crappy day at work, but you just sit on the couch when you get home and talk about it, what good is that doing you? You're going to get up in the morning and go do it again. The definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over and expecting a different result. Well, friend, let me tell you, that's pretty much the definition. So instead of doing the same thing and hoping something different is going to happen, change it. Make a change. You have the power to do something different and change your life. You do. That might sound extreme, but I'm going to tell you, the cards are in your hand. You just have to choose to play them and take what you want. It's not going to be handed to you on a silver platter. It might be, but the funny thing is, it's not told that it's a silver platter to you. It might be right in front of you, like listening to this podcast. Here's your platter, friend. It's just a matter of you seeing it and you saying, all right, put it in my hand. I'm taking it. And that's it. So I really urge you, as you know, you go through your days, to take a look at how you're feeling and what you're doing and the life that you're living. Is it one that has purpose and passion and drive and motivation? Or is it one that, you know, you just sort of stumbled upon and you're in and you don't really know how you got there or if you're even glad that you're there at all? Because if that's the place that you're in, it might be time to take a look at something else. It's scary. I am not trying to say that it's just easy peasy, like you can up and leave and do something else and it's going to be fine and great and it'll be smooth sailing. It's probably not going to be. It's going to be hard and it's going to be scary and you're going to make mistakes and you're going to fail. But guess what? That's okay. You will learn along the way that failure is not the end. Failure is the beginning. Because the more times that you fail, the closer you're going to get to success, my friend. Because I'm going to tell you a really important thing.Obody who's successful got there without failing. They're successful because they failed more times than you did. So that means that they kept trying over and over and over and over again. And they didn't stop until they got to where they wanted to be. And I'm going to bet too, the really successful people, when they got to that success, they kept going because they were not done. They saw something bigger because there is a world of possibility out there. You've just got to be ready to open your ears and open your heart and take a look. Guys, I hope you enjoyed today's episode. Before you go, don't forget to subscribe, rate, and review this podcast. And don't forget to tag me, Caitlin Strott, in your Instagram stories and your Facebook posts on your screenshots of the episode and your takeaways. And guys, I'll see you next time.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.